Ken, how do we know that all these ancient texts in the Bible and everything that we have read from the ancients wasn't just a made-up story by some great authors of the time?
Yeah, well, oddly enough, a lot of scholars assume just that, not just about these extraneous texts that never quite made it into the Bible, but about the Bible itself. This is very heated debate in the halls of academe. How much of the Bible can be trusted in terms of even the authorship? Did Moses, for example, really write the books of Moses? Did somebody else write them and just describe them to Moses? And that's only the tip of the iceberg. How many Isaiahs are there? One, two, three, more? It goes on and on. It's endless. So if you're going to examine the books of the traditional Bible in that way, well, hey, here's extraneous books we ought to throw into the mix as well. Why not?
Absolutely. What do you think happened 2,000 years ago on this planet, in that area that, of course, is so controversial today?
Well, I like to tell my students the more things change, the more they stay the same. People had metaphysical experience, just as people have metaphysical experiences today. Human beings are human beings, and however far back into the past we go, we find that people have a sense that there is something more than just flesh and blood, something more than just this material realm. The greatest mystery in the universe is the universe itself. Why do we exist? Or as Stephen Hawking puts it, why did the universe go to all the trouble of existing?
and
far back as you go, people have struggled with this and have had metaphysical experience. Many have claimed to have had out-of-body experience. Some of these experiences sound like extraterrestrial encounters. The kind of things that people report today are exactly what the ancients reported. That's the amazing thing. So that when we look at people's experience today, before we just cavalierly dismiss them, we ought to consider what the ancients wrote about, what they related, and there are many amazing such encounters that are related, not only in the Bible, people think it just stops with the Bible itself, but in these extra books, 2,000 years ago, 2,500 years ago, 3,000 years ago.
Let's talk a little bit, Ken, about some of the work you've done into these lost texts. How were they found?
Well, they've always been around. Some of them have been found only in the 20th century, but the bulk of them have been around. It's just that most people never knew they existed, myself included. I went over to the Middle East as a young undergraduate student, a history student, determined just to explore, find out what I can about the roots of Western thought and culture. I ended up digging into the Dead Sea Scrolls, an amazing cache of ancient parchments discovered in the middle of the 20th century, determined to find out what the reality is behind the Dead Sea Scrolls. And sure enough, I encountered these extraneous books, books that never made it into the Bible. We have fragments of these books that feature prominently among the Dead Sea Scrolls, 2,000 years old. Now, these books, most of them were originally composed in Hebrew and Aramaic between 2,000 and 3,000 years ago, but the originals were in most cases lost, and that's why I call this stuff the Lost Bible. The originals were lost. They were not recopied. They were deliberately suppressed in most instances by self-righteous clerics and sages and religious leaders, and were only copied by a few monks here and there in other languages, such as Greek or Coptic. So really, we're dealing with a whole treasure trove of these lost books that I discovered, could not help but discover. I like to say I didn't find them, they found me, and just took hold of me, and I began to dig into them. Again, they've been around. Most of them have been known for the last two millennia, but only by scholars, only by a few clerics here and there. The rank and file have never even heard of these books. And some of them, as I mentioned, were discovered only in the middle of the 20th century. One entire cache found in a town in Egypt called Nag Hammadi, found by an Egyptian farmer, turned out to be one of the most important archaeological finds in all of history.
Now, were the contents known as well, beyond just finding the text?
Well, with the books that we knew about, yes, the contents were known. For example, I'll give you an example, the Book of Jubilees. This was known to have existed all along, but we never had an original. We only had copies of copies, and those translated from Hebrew, Aramaic into Greek, other languages, Coptic, and so on. So, to all intents and purposes, people could not relate to these books, even though we knew they existed. But the cache found in Egypt at Nag Hammadi, these were entire books we never knew existed before.
What were they written on, Ken?
They were written on papyrus, on codices, as they're called, stuffed into pottery jars. When this farmer named Muhammad Ali, can you imagine?
Really, yeah, that's right.
In 1945, out in his field, stumbled upon these pottery jars, and inside were 13 codices of wadded up papyri, essentially, containing entire books, gospels, especially gospels that we never knew existed before.
What are the possibilities that there are other texts out there somewhere in other farmers' fields, who knows where, in caves, they haven't been discovered, that could just shake the foundation of everything we understand?
Well, scholars are notorious skeptics, myself included, and we like to think, well, we've found just about everything
that can be found yeah.
Until all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, somebody finds something else. So I have to hedge on this and say it is entirely possible. In fact, just a few years ago, the State of Israel mounted an archaeological expedition on the shores of the Dead Sea to find out if any more Dead Sea Scrolls, in fact, might be out there hidden away in these caves. And there's another parallel cache of material, not unlike what was found in Egypt in the middle of the 20th century, found along the shores of the Dead Sea, a whole library of ancient parchments. Israel mounted an expedition, an Indiana Jones type of expedition, to see if they could find more. It didn't turn up anything. That does not mean that there is not more out there. I think it's entirely possible.
If there are more, what's left of the story that hasn't been revealed? I mean, what more could someone have written about? Maybe it would just be corroborating stories, for example. They might say the same thing, but in a different way, a different style. Or would it be so different, so far-fetched, that it would just make you go, my gosh?
Sometimes these stories are, in fact, my gosh kind of stories. They really are mind-blowing, and especially on the metaphysical end of it, relating journeys into heaven, for example, out-of-body experience. Some people would make them akin to alien encounters, seriously.
Right.
It's just that phenomenal. One text from the Dead Sea Scrolls describes an ascent up into the heavenly temple, accompanied by angelic songs, mirroring the worship going on down here on the earth. It's only a copy, a mirror image of a heavenly worship in this divine realm, and the witness is literally taken up above the earth into that celestial temple, accompanied by angels. I mean, who would imagine such a thing would be found?